In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my dearest children, and all the times that we hear the sermons on Sundays, we know that this is the greatest of the holiday. This is the holiday in which the Lord had conquered death by his own death, and then third day resurrected. So he is resurrected himself, and thus opening up a way for us to be resurrected and to be with him eternal life. And in the apostles' reading, we hear how the apostles have been going, living in poverty, really, in coldness, and being going from place to place, not having any place of their own, and being belittled all the time, and having no honor, while everybody else is enjoying honor and welfare here on earth. But they didn't look for those things here on the earth. They looked for something else, for the kingdom of heaven. And we heard in the gospel today that the Lord has, a learned person approached him and asked him, what do you do to enter the kingdom of heaven? And the Lord said, well, you know the laws, tell me what the laws are. And the learned man said that, well, the laws are to love thy God with all your heart and mind and soul and might, and to love your neighbor as thyself. And the Lord says, well, if you will do that, you will have life. And then the learned person said, well, who is my neighbor? And the Lord gave a beautiful parable, and where he says a man went on a road, and the robbers had attacked him and beat him up and left him on the road nearly dead, and went away after robbing him. And so passes by a priest and looks and just keeps on going, then passes by a Levite, and then he comes over closer, looks more carefully at him, and continues to go again, and then passes by a Samaritan, and who is actually not of the same country, and is not believing and probably in the real God. Samaritans were shunned by the Jews at that time, but he comes and looks at the poor man laying wounded on the road, and he feels sorry for him, and he shows mercy, and he comes and he starts to take care of his wounds. He pours oil and wine on the wounds and bandages up, then puts him on his animal, and brings him to a place like a motel, and he takes care of him and takes care of them. And in the morning the next day, he has to continue on his way where he was going, but he gives money to the man, the innkeeper. And the innkeeper gives him instruction to take care of him. And if he needs more money, if he spends more money on him, on the way back, he will repay him. And so the Lord asked, well, who was the neighbor to that man? And the learned man spoke, of course. He said, well, it was the Samaritan that did good to him. And the Lord says, well, and you go and do the same. This is what the Lord wants us to be merciful, to help one another. It's so imperative for us to be able to help. The other day, yesterday, we had a celebration of the Saint John the Merciful, the Patriarch of Alexandria. And of course, you should read that Lives of Saints, or listen to it if it may be available, and you see what beautiful life that he had portrayed. And when he became a patriarch, the first thing he sent his people and said, go out and count up all those who are my masters. And they said, well, who is your master's master? And he said, well, it's all those who are poor, who are sick in the hospitals, in the alleys, and all the poor people. And so they went out and actually searched out the whole Alexandria and found that 7,500 people that were in a very bad shape. And the Saint John, the Patriarch of Alexandria the Merciful, he had considered them as being in their his masters. And when he was asked why, he said, because through them, by making, be merciful to them and helping them, we are being opened the gates to kingdom of heaven. And so this is what we have to remember. This is what we have to try to do, to be merciful, to be kind, to try to help as many as we can. And of course, today we're celebrating the Apostle Philip. Apostle Philip, who has shown to us that he was loved the Lord so much that he was able to actually copy him in all his life by doing these miracles, by resurrecting the dead, and finally he was crucified like the Lord, except with the head down, upside down, like St. Peter was. And when he was crucified, those who crucified him, they were grabbed by the earth, and the earth opened up and grabbed them, and the leader and all the those who were the pagan priests and many of the pagan peoples, they were swallowed up by the earth. But at the prayer of Saint Philip, and the earth opened up again and threw out the people except for the leader and the pagan priests. But all the people were thrown out of the earth and were alive and resurrected, and they all converted. But Saint Apostle, he was put on a high cross, and it was difficult to get to him, and by the time they wanted to take him off, they couldn't do it, and the Lord had taken his soul. But he left a beautiful, beautiful, again, example of following Christ. Oh, it's not that we have to be crucified like that, but we have to surely crucify our flesh. Today we're starting, tomorrow that is, we're starting the Lent for Christmas. And this is the time when we have to finally make a stand and tell to our body that you know your place, you're only a dwelling for my soul, and you will die, and you will have to go through sicknesses or whatever case, you will die, but your soul, my soul is going to live on, and I have to take care of my soul. That comes first, not my body. The body, you have to know that you have a second or even third place or fourth place. First place will come my soul, and then comes my neighbor, so that I will do mercy, be merciful to him. But being merciful, it means, of course, first of all, not judging. We cannot judge our neighbor if they fall, whether they're in trouble, and if they're hurting, we cannot judge them. We have to try to help them, get them out of their trouble, whether it's material way or spiritual. And the spiritual is probably even more important now, to bring them to see the truth, to bring them to Christ, so that the Christ will bring him to the Father who is in heaven. But beloved, we all need of the mercy of God. So we must learn to be merciful. We must really try to help one another, to help one another, and especially in keeping us in the true faith, in the true faith and the love for our Lord. And the only way we can prove really the love to our Lord is if we have the love for each other. May God give all of us this willingness to finally wake up and to work on ourselves and to conquer all those that have the things that have to be conquered in our flesh, and to crucify it, as the Lord tells us through Apostle that we must do, and follow in the footsteps of the apostles and all the saints into the kingdom of heaven. For there is where our true joy and our happiness will be, that which will never end. Here on this earth, whatever it is, that's all, everything is fleeting. Any happiness, any glimpse of happiness that we have, it's only very, very short. It's only a split second compared to the eternity. So let us really try to be serious about our salvation. Amen.